think we agree that the study of the Holocaust is important in its own right as a fundamental historical event, an event of modern history, but also because of the values and the lessons that can be extrapolated from the story of the Holocaust. Because of the sheer scale of the killing, because of the methods in which people were killed throughout the continent, the number of countries that were involved, the sheer number of victims and perpetrators and collaborators, both state and non-state and police forces, there is so much depth in the story of the Holocaust, and because of that, it's ripe for study. And the sorts of things that we can learn from studying the Holocaust, it's not merely about anti-Semitism and what has happened to the Jews and the end point of historical anti-Semitism. It's about things like what happens when we become bystanders, what happens when we allow racism of any form to take root in our society, what is the end point of racism, and the misery that it brings to humanity. These are really the lessons that I think can be taken from the correct study of the Holocaust. But to your greater point, which I fully agree with, I think that in the history of the Jewish people, in its millennia of history, there is so much rich tradition there. And even in our own country, in Australia, very few people, I believe, would know that Jewish history in this country goes back to the First Fleet, when 14 Jews arrived as convicts. I think few people would know that the greatest soldier in Australian history, Sir John Monash, was a Jew, or that our firstborn Governor General, Sir Isaac Isaacs, was also a Jew. And I think that if more people understood the Jewish contribution to civilization, to humanity, and to Australia, they would certainly do a great deal to suppress a lot of the anti-Semitism that we're seeing beginning in the schoolyard and moving on to the university campus, and from there going on into greater society.
Alex Rivchen, co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australia, speaking with the Wire's Nyombo Window about modern anti-Semitism.